Nathan Butera loved performing community theater in Provincetown in the summer. He especially liked the packed audiences. But in winter, it was a different story.
The work was good, but the audience wasn't there. I mean, it was sort of like audiences that were sort of half full, and it seemed like such a waste to me.
And during the summer, year-rounders get asked constantly, what is it like in the winter?
It's kind of like The Shining and Twin Peaks. I don't know how many times I had to be asked before I was like, ding, 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 there's the idea. What is it like in the winter? Like, show people what it's like in the winter.
That ding, ding, ding was the birth of an idea. A dark comedy soap opera. The first TV series set in P-Town. Off-season.
It's my world, you're just a tourist here. And I am not on your vacation, dear.
Nathan held meetings about his idea for the TV show in the fall of 2011.
I think I only invited four or five actors, and then they invited some of their friends and said, is it okay if so-and-so? And I said, okay, that's fine. So by the time we all got started, it was about 12 of us, 12 characters.
The team got to work. They held local fundraisers and raised $12,000 to start filming. Meanwhile, the team of writers invented characters and wove complicated plot lines. The show centers around a murder mystery, but it spotlights local issues like affordable housing, sexuality, and immigrant rights.
Come in.
Here's a scene featuring an affluent white homeowner and her Colombian house cleaner.
You're late.
I know. I'm sorry. It's a worker of mine. She hung herself.
Uh-huh. I need you to clean my room today.
There's a wide range of social commentary on the show. Diane Hamilton plays the character Olga Woods. Olga is obsessed with plants and vegetables. Olga is in the woods talking to trees.
Celeste won't get the best of me. Those vegetables need me. I've got to protect them.
Diane might be the most committed cast member on the show. She writes, she acts, and she's willing to do anything for a good plot twist.
I got my hair buzzed off and stripped down to my birthday suit.
The team of writers gathers in Nathan's crowded living room. Ideas get placed on index cards and pinned to a giant corkboard. The meeting has become a brainstorm. For Diane, this is ecstasy.
I love the process of TV. I love writing in a group. Okay, what about this? What about that? Let's throw this out. No, that doesn't work. I used to say at the end of the writing sessions, I'm alive, I'm alive, we're alive, because I felt so alive.
But this process isn't as satisfying for everyone, especially during a 12-hour day on set. Tensions can run high.
There were definitely times when we were writing something and the actors would get the scripts and an actress would say, well, my character wouldn't do that.
That's Bob Keery. He writes and acts in the show.
And we'd be like, well, we're the ones writing it. So she is doing that. And she'd be like, well, I'm the one that created it. Because it's like they really did create this from scratch.
Hey.
God. Don't you work in produce?
It's my day off.
And you're spending it in the spice aisle?
I had a dream last night that you would be right here.
I am here every day in the winter, just like everybody else.
That scene was shot in the supermarket. The show is shot in local shops, boats, people's homes, and the streets. Again, Diane.
Provincetown is a character in itself. I think we gave due to Ms. Provincetown.
For me, it's part of the local movement. It's not just local food, not just local business, but this is local entertainment.
Nathan still hopes to get larger audiences than back in the days of winter community theater. And he wants there to be a takeaway.
What's at the heart of off-season for me is I want people to come away from the show with a sense that wherever they are, no matter how bizarre the place is, that they create a family out of it.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Christina Loring.